Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
This is plentiful.
It is.
But the labor.
Talk, man. Talk.
Are few.
Yes, sir.
In this business, you can't look for numbers.
No.
You must look for commitment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Do I have some help in the house?
Yes.
America, you can't say that because we are strong. It's because we have so many people, and we have the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard.
Talk.
But the reason we're strong, not because there's Trump or there's a Senate or there's a House of Representatives, but the reason we're strong is for the few folk.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, who get on their knees, baby.
Yes, sir, and pray. Yes, sir.
That God will keep this country.
Yes, sir.
In a special way.
Yes.
So it's not the gang of folk that's in the country.
No.
It's just those few faithful folk who are sending up timber.
Yes, sir.
To God in behalf of the country that has the country still intact.
Yes, sir.
So I say thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man.
We won't hold you long. If you brought your prize, there's a word from the Lord. Let's go to the Old Testament tonight.
Yes, sir.
1 Kings, 17th chapter.
Yes, sir.
And then when you find the 17th chapter, we're going to go to the 19th chapter.
All right.
But when you get to the 17th chapter, let's just stand a while.
Yes, sir.
Read the Holy Writ.
Yes, sir.
And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens,
yes,
to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan.
Yes.
And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook.
Yes, sir.
And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land.
Yes, sir.
19th chapter, the 7th verse. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time. And touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee.
Yes.
Let's just talk for a little simple while.
Yes.
The journey.
Yes, sir.
Is too great.
It's too great. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The journey is too
great.
The journey.
Pastor, the journey.
Talk.
Is too great.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, Yes, sir.
Some folk think that the Lord just walked in the door.
Yes, sir. That's almost him.
Some folk think that the church,
yes, sir, talk,
is predicated upon them.
Yes, sir, talk.
And that they ought to be glad that you showed up on Sunday morning.
Talk.
Because without them,
the show
won't go on.
Lord help. Lord help. If you'd only know.
But if they only knew, if they leave here tonight,
yes, sir. What?
God has a replacement by morning.
By morning. Yes, sir.
Do I have some help in the house?
Yes, sir.
The journey is too great.
Yes, sir.
The work is too great.
It is.
God is too great.
Yes, sir.
Talk.
The mission is too great. All
right. Yes, sir.
The word is too great.
Yes, sir.
His power is too great.
Come on, Brian.
His mysterium, tremendum, fascinosum is too great.
Too great. Yes, sir.
His handiwork is too great.
Yes, sir.
Since we serve a great God,
my.
Why we cannot come in the church?
Yes, sir.
With a great praise and worship.
Come on. Yes, sir.
That God has been good to me.
Yes, sir.
Pastor just gave his testimony.
Yes, sir.
Which testified that the Lord is just too great.
Yes, sir. Yes, he is.
I just told my church this morning that there was a woman with cancer, Pastor.
All right.
I read that she had liver pancreatic cancer. They took another liver, and the person had hepatitis C.
Let's see.
And when they transplanted the hepatitis C liver in place of the cancerous pancreatic liver, she was healed.
Talk, sir.
You have sickness on one hand.
Yeah.
Sickness on the other.
Yeah.
And God put two negatives, and come up with a positive.
Come on, man.
Somebody got to understand that he's just too great, y'all.
Yeah.
he's just too great, so I got to tell him thank you for showing your example every day that I wake up.
Yes.
I can hear the news testify that someone has been blessed because of your handiwork. Well, I don't have to go to the news. I can just start right up in here.
Yeah.
I can start on the right side, and I got some testifying saints in here that God has came and did something on the right side.
Yeah.
Then I can look at the left side, and I know there are some saints on the left side I can testify that God has made a way out of no way.
Yeah.
Yes. The old folks say he just works in mysterious.
Yes.
Mysterious way.
Yes, sir.
So God is just too powerful for you to get up in the morning and won't even say thank you.
Man.
Say it again.
Get in your hoop to crank it up.
Yeah, crank it up. Yes, sir.
And won't say God is
good. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Walk around your lavish home and won't tell the Lord
thank you.
Oh, but when he start taking some things back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Taking away.
When you take the home, y'all pray for me.
Y'all
pray. Take my hoop there.
Yeah, y'all pray for me.
Y'all pray for me. Sometimes God has to take some things in order for us to see something.
Yeah.
And now, sight is not dependent upon your retina.
No.
It's not what you can see in the physical.
No.
But it's what you can see in the spirit.
Yeah.
Because some folk have eyes and still, oh, come go with me in the house.
Can't see.
Some folk have eyes and they still can't see.
Yeah.
So your sight is not dependent upon your retina. Spiritual blindness is worse than physical.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I love my eyesight, but I love my faith sight better.
Yeah.
Let's go through our text. This prophet Elijah, the Tishbite, the Bible don't say much about him.
No.
Two or three lines where it said, if Baal be Baal.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Randall, he said, Baal be Baal, then you said it.
All right.
If you want to serve Baal, that's what you do. Yeah.
That's what you do. Yes, sir.
If you want to serve man, that's what you do. Okay. If you want to serve the statue of Scientology, that's what you do.
Yeah.
If you want to serve Buddha, that's what you do. Yeah. If you want to serve Confucius, that's what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love the way Joshua said, but for as me and my house.
Yeah. What?
I ain't got no help in here.
What?
But as far as me and my house. Yeah.
What?
We are going to serve the Lord.
The Lord. Yes, sir.
This Tishbite, we don't know who he shot marbles with or played hide and go seek with. We don't know his childhood playmates. We really don't know much about anything about his mother, father. He's unlike the other prophets.
All right.
Ezekiel, the cemetery preacher.
Yeah.
Daniel, the praying prophet. Job and Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Rebekah, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, or Malachi.
Talk, sir. Talk.
Oh, but the one thing we do know.
Yes, sir.
The Lord had a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Because the text tells us that. The God talked to him. And the word of the Lord came into him. Which means that.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hearn Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday School at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m. and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m.